Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I'm alone
in the dark, even though... Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Hector Barreto. He's the chairman of TheLatinoCoalition.com. The Latino Coalition with a .com on the end. You'll find his website. You'll find all the events he's got coming up, big doings coming up in Washington, D.C. in March and June and probably in September too, right?
That's right. We'll probably do that June event on the West Coast as we usually
okay.
do, and then come back in September for Hispanic Heritage Month. But you and your listeners are always invited to anything that we do. And remember, you don't have to be Latino to go to one of our events. We have everybody come to our events.
They've made me an honor. They've made me honorary Latino, folks. I had to prove that I like tequila, though. I had to do that. So okay, Hector. What else are you working on these days?
Well, listen. I think this is a very important time in our country's history, especially in the economy. And as you and I have talked about, I don't have to tell you, you're the expert. These small businesses are really the backbone. So anything we can do to create that environment for them.
Can I give you a suggestion where we need some help?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The tax bill was very unfair to small business. I know the president made a big deal out of it. I don't think he really realizes. I'm pretty sure he doesn't realize how inequitable the tax bill was, and I'm one of the few people who's actually saying this, but I've done a lot of analysis about this, and I warned people about this twice before the bill came out, Hector. The tax bill with regard to small businesses and big businesses was very inequitable, and there's talks of continuing to make changes, continuing to make it better. Please encourage them to understand that a 20% qualified temporary tax deduction is not the same thing as 21% fixed permanent flat rate. Two different things.
Yep.
And everything that big businesses want to compete for, like employees, small businesses want to compete for those same things. We have to compete. So there's no, in my opinion, it was very inequitable of small business, and if they can fix it, they need to do that. And that's my request.
Yeah. And it's a great point, Jim. And my conversations with them, they know that there's going to be more that needs to be done before this administration is over, more incentives for these small businesses. Now, small business confidence is up, but we want to make sure that we keep giving them the
tools. But, Hector, you know as well as I do, we've just come through a tough decade.
Oh,
and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something else, Hector, and I know I'm preaching his blood. His father was one of the great small business leaders of this country, but Hector, I'm telling you, God help America if we don't support our small businesses, because I mean, I don't even want to think about what would happen if the marketplace was run by corporate America.
Well, we wouldn't be America anymore.
That's right.
Without small businesses. And they
the humanity, the humanity of the marketplace wells from Main Street.
No doubt about it. And all these companies, that you hear about today, they all started as small businesses. We just make sure that we help create more of them and also keep them in business. We lose too many of them in those first 4 years. We got to keep them in business.
Well, that's the truth. And we need to encourage the growth of other small businesses because they're and see, here's another thing, Hector, that's got to happen. We got millions of baby boomers who are going to want to sell. What do we got to do? What do we got to do to make that environment a good environment to make younger generations want to buy those businesses? We don't need baby boomer businesses closing up. We need them to be sold.
That's right. We need that next generation to take the baton, just like we always have.
Yeah.
And I know I came from one of those families, and I hope that my children will continue some of the things that we've built. But you've got to make it a value, and you've got to make it something worthwhile. That last decade, a lot of people got turned off and said, I don't want to do business. It's too risky. It's too hard, too painful. Obviously, it's the hardest job you're ever going to love is being in your own business. But it could be the greatest life for you and your family as well. And we got to remind people of that.
That would be something that I'd like to encourage President Trump and nobody can help him, advise him on how to, on the language, even though I know he was, it's a pretty big operation, and you can help him understand a little bit more about how things are going on Main Street. I need your website one more time, Hector.
TheLatinoCoalition.com, TheLatinoCoalition.com. All the information on our events and the things that we're up to are on there. I hope you'll join us. Jim, as always, thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you and your great listeners.
Thank you for being here, Hector, and come back soon. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our good friends around here. America is fortunate that he is available to the Trump administration. He's got their ear. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.